this is supposed to be a visit, not a concert, so if you have any questions, we're going to try to ask Woody some questions about his playing days. Woody's been around a long time, has seen a lot of early radio days, has played with people like Clayton McMichin, and has played a lot of music over the years and has helped out a lot of us younger musicians who are trying to learn how to play tunes and tunes to learn. So we'll see what Woody has in store. Tell me what to do here, Mike.
Listen where you want.
Sure.
Plays one of Arthur Smith's old tunes, Sugar Tree Stump.
Thank you.
wear this fiddle or not, it's a fiddle I made. Made in 1974. I have my first fiddle I ever owned. Should have had it with me today, but I didn't bring it.
Is that the blonde one?
Yes.
That's one you know the whole history of, right?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell them about that?
Well, I bought the fiddle when I was 13 years old. Built fires at the schoolhouse and give the old bachelor a bushel of potatoes in January, and then when school was out, I paid him the rest of the money for the fiddle.
You built fires in a schoolhouse?
Yeah, I built fires, done the janitor work.
And it was the janitor that owned the fiddle that you were doing the work
for? No. When I was going to school, I was 13 years old.
You just did it to get the money to pay for the fiddle.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. In the spring of the year, I got my check after school was out. Finished paying the old man for the fiddle. This old fiddle was the Elihu Ward fiddle. And colored fellas lived on the farm, and they bought the fiddle and worked it out by day's work, 25 cents a day. And then it went from there to another colored fella, Cal Lucky. And from Cal Lucky to Arch Collins, and from Arch Collins to Charlie Bell, and then from Charlie Bell to Marvin Stoniker, and from Marvin Stoniker to John Gear, and then from John Gear to Smith Trees. And that's the fellow I bought the old fiddle off of.
How far back was the first person?
1840. Yes.
What are these black men that had the fiddle? Were they up the valley here from some of the slave farms up there?
Well, yes, they're slaves back in them days. Yes, sir.
Did they play fiddle?
Yes, one of them played the fiddle, and the other picked the banjo. They lived in an old log house on the 350-acre farm, and our farm joined this farm.
And did you hear them play? I mean, they were around in your lifetime?
No, I didn't hear them play. Uh-huh. No. No, I didn't.
So that fiddle was in did you say it was the Ward family originally?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Elihu Ward family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was Elihu's father's fiddle. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the place that's down above Huttonsville?
Right.
On the left, the big...
On Becky's Creek.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. You've played the fiddle.
Yeah.
I had a bass part and graduated in 1948 by Orville Kerr. Made a fine violin out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Orville's a fine violin maker. I have another one here in the case that he graduated in bass part. And he said he had records of over 3,300 violins that he had repaired besides one he kept no records of, and that was one of the finest.
Hmm.
And to show that he did know something about a violin, he told me to let no other man ever fool with it because it was in fine condition. He said there's only one other feller in the world could make any change in it. And I asked him who it was. He said, William Wilson's son, Chicago. And he died in 1957, and I crated it up and sent it to him. Another violin maker crated it up, and we sent it to William Wilson's son, and they wrote back and said it was a very fine violin, and had been made, and it would appear to be over 100 years old, which was right, and had been made by a German violin maker, which was right. But Orville scraped the name out of it, was in, and put his name in. And so they said it had been made better, so I sent it back to them, and they condemned the tailpiece gut and the bridge and the sound post and the fingerboard. And they put that on, the bridge and everything still on, just like it was when they fitted it up. Said the graduation and bass barring was as near perfect as could be got. So that showed that Orville knew something about a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Well, Woody, what's the first tune you ever learned?
I think Soldier's Joy. Yeah. Now, I play it a couple of different styles. While I play it the first style, I play it the style I play it most of the time.
Do you know whose style that is, that second one, where you played that? Where you
learned
that?
I don't know.
Now, you played for a lot of dances.
Oh, yeah, hundreds of them, yeah. Yeah. Used to play for dances all night for a $5 bill. Play all night by myself, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, played for a lot of dances. Walking in my sleep.
Thank you.
you think that was an Arthur Smith tune, right?
Yes, that was an old Arthur Smith tune. Heard over the Grand Ole Opry many years ago. Old Arthur wrote a lot of pretty tunes. I'll play another one he wrote, the Paris Waltz.
Did Arthur Smith write many waltzes? I never...
That's about the only one I know of him writing. Paris Waltz, yeah. Hmm. And I guess old Clyte McMichen wrote the 50 Year Ago Waltz. You've heard it, haven't you?
Yeah, I like that one.
Well, we'll play it, though.
50 Year Ago
Waltz. Some of them change it now and call it a 51 Year Ago Waltz, but it's wrong.
Thank you.
slide them jugs down the mountain?
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Slide them jugs down the mountain. The revenue men's coming up the other side.
Is that an A?
I didn't know these words that I played it over the little old station over at Frost, West Virginia, and they had it on an old record there and cut a tape off for me and had the words to it.
Where's that playing? What key is that in?
A.
Cotton bagging.
All right. That's another one of Clayton McMitchin's old tune, Cotton Bagging.
Thank you. Good old tune.
Cotton bagging, yes, sir. Yep.
Anybody have any questions for Woody? Just speak right up. There's one.
I'm kind of curious about how you hold the bow. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Picture's worth a thousand words.
Huh?
I said a picture's worth a thousand words. You got your little finger underneath the stick, huh?
Yeah. Well, and I got to change around to the play of a guitar to hold this way a while and this way and change around, you know. I do that if I'm playing for a dance, a guitar to hold in one way, I change around while I'm going. Change while I'm going. Let's play old Salt Creek.
Okay.
I haven't played that for a long time.
Too fast for the guitar player, but
no.
Woody, in all those years of playing for dances, probably played thousands of dances.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see any rough times at a dance?
Yes, I have. It was pretty rough a few times.
Well, can you remember what that was like? What happened?
I had some bad fights at them platform dances out in the country. They had one up on Beggy's Creek, and they fought there for about an hour and finally got in a big hole of water way up above their waist and about drowned each other. And used pocket knives on them and everything. Clubs. Yes, sir.
I've heard a lot of people talk about platform dances.
Yes, sir.
Somebody just built a platform out in the country and have dances?
Up in the Sugar Bottom there on Beggars Creek at the old Bob Bell place. Yes, sir.
Wasn't Ren McGee a fiddler from up Becky's Creek, wasn't he from up there?
Yeah, he's from up on McGee Run, up Riffles Creek there. Ren was a fine fiddler. He knew a lot of old tunes. I don't play very many of his tunes. I play one. He called it All Smiles Tonight, but it's altogether different from one I put on the album.
It's different than the Carter family, the song All Smiles Tonight? Is it a waltz?
No, the one that the Wren made up and called the All Smiles Tonight, not a waltz.
Can you play it?
Yes. I don't know where the All Smiles, I never did play it till I recorded it, the one that put down on my album. I never did play it in my life before. No. But I play the one Wren played, All Smiles. It's in the key of C. Goes down and then drops right back to C. See, I played one of Lee Tripp's old tunes. I learned off of Lee many, many years ago. 14 Days in Georgia. Thank you.
you've won a lot of ribbons and a lot of contests. Is there any that sticks out in your mind over the years of anyone that you had won, anyone in particular that meant something to you more than the others?
Oh, I don't know. Hard to say. I can't hardly say.
How about I heard a couple stories about contests you were in, like the one where you played off for second place. Was that up there in Ritchie County? Or in Dodgers County or someplace?
When when was it telling you about?
It was a couple of years ago. They had two fellas, you and somebody else tied for second place, and you had a playoff, and then you put somebody else in third or something?
Oh, that was up in Morgantown, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, we played the contest off, and the judges are waiting for a Lefty Shaver to come from up in Ohio to get in the contest, and the fellas was entertaining. They played and played and played, and finally said, "We've run out of tunes. We just don't know any more to play." Well, they only give three places in the contest, and they had me for third place winner. Well, they hung around there for a while after the fellas quit entertaining, and finally Lefty got there, and they let him play. The contest had already been over for about an hour. And so they give Lefty third place, and they added another place on the fourth place and give me fourth place.
But I was thinking at the time when there was a contest, and they gave somebody first place, and then they said there was a tie for second place, and then they gave somebody else third place, and you and somebody else played off the tie, and then they knocked them all the way out.
Knocked me clear out, yeah.
Gave somebody else.
Yeah, second place. I should have come in third, you know. Yeah. All kinds of things happened in them contests.
Woody, with all this intense competition,
oh, no, I don't think. No.
I remember one contest where Woody took a friend to the contest, and it was one of the last, the old-time applause meters. And this guy that Woody took was playing his last tune, and he started to clog at the same time, and the crowd went wild, and he won the contest.
Well, that was all right now, I'll tell you that. That was Paul Yeaton. He played a good fiddle. Well, they really didn't go with the plods. The judges judged it, you know. And Paul come to me, and he had an old banjo. And I said, "Paul, come out here. I want to see whether you can pick a banjo or not." And he came out here, he'd done pretty good on it. And he got his fiddle, and he said, "Will you play the guitar with me in the fiddling contest?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll play the guitar." And I said, "Paul, you can only play two tunes on that fiddle." Well, he said, "What are they?" I said, "Virginia Reel is one of them, and Old Cuffy's the other." It was down in Friendsville, Maryland. And I said, "Now, Paul, play the Virginia Reel first." And I crowded him real hard on the guitar. And I said, "Then play Old Cuffy, and then you get about halfway through it, dance." And boy, he did, and there's about 2,000 people out there. And they just give him an awful hand and hollered and screamed. And I said to him, going back across stage, I said, "I bet you $100 you won first place." He said, "If I had $100, I'd bet you." And by grace, they named off a third place winner and second place winner, and they called him Yeaton. They said, "Paul Yeaton, first place winner." Oh, Paul's he's a good doctor, too. He's a doctor in over Charlottesville in the hospital. He's a fine doctor. He's given me a few examinations when he's in Morgantown. Yeah. You know Paul well, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
He's all right. Good fella. Well, if you think of being tuned, you want me to play, I'll try it.
I don't know.
What was the name? West
Family Waltz. Dude, I played it for years.
Thank you.
playing something in the wrong key. I can't play it there. Shoot. I can't play it anymore. I'll try it. Keep time on that.
I was wondering if you want to tune it up and play that Mile Put the Kettle On or whatever that thing.
Oh, yeah, that is got it.
Know how you're tuned, Woody.
It's tuned D, A, D, D. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you.
No one ever did hear that.
What was the name of that one you just played?
Bonaparte Retreat. Bonaparte Retreat. Blackberry Blossom. He played that for a long time.
We just have maybe a little time left. I wonder if you'd clawhammer a couple banjo tunes here.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody have a banjo Woody could knock one on? Sure. Anybody have a banjo?
Yeah, done a poor job.
Hey, Joe. Here comes a banjo.
Nice.
You're teaching a thing or two for me.
Banjo. Blackberry Blossom. That's one I done on the fiddle there a minute ago.
Before, he's got a pretty nice album out. Did you bring any records with you, Woody?
No, I didn't.
He's not much of a businessman, but he's a good fiddle.
I never came with me, and people want them, and I have to mail them to them. Yeah.
Well, Woody might will be back on Saturday for the Fiddler's Reunion, so maybe you can bring a couple records with you then.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of good fiddle tunes on there. Let's give Woody a good round of applause.